Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. The Crazy Horse Memorial Foundation has a new museum curator and cultural coordinator. She's Mary Bordeaux, and she'll be responsible for the programs of the Native American Education and Cultural Center and the collection at the Indian Museum of North America. She's coming to the Crazy Horse Memorial from the Heritage Center in Pine Ridge, where she's curator and interim director. And Mary Bordeaux, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations on the new job.
Thank you.
I understand that this is something of a return for you since you worked at Crazy Horse as a young girl.
Yeah, it is. I worked there for 4 summers while I was in high school. I worked in the gift shop.
So is it fun to be going back now?
Yeah, it is. You know, working there, it really kind of shaped my interaction with the world, you know, for the rest of, you know, I started there when I was 15 or something like that, 15 or 16. And it really helped shape how I interacted with the world in terms of being a Native person
now,
outside of the reservation. So.
Yeah. Is your job as museum curator and cultural coordinator, is this a newly created position?
Yeah, I believe so.
Because there's a growing collection there,
right? There's and they're beginning some new programming as well, and I know that the current curator is our director of the area of the museum and the educational and cultural center is just needing some help, and so I'm coming in to help her with all of that.
Now, you've been, as I mentioned, the curator and interim director at the Heritage Center in Pine Ridge. You have degrees in museum planning and design and museum studies. What first got you interested in this field?
You know, I kind of just fell into it, I guess, by accident. I don't know. I went to school at the Institute of American Indian Arts. It's in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I'm really interested in art, but I was too afraid to apply to the art program because you needed a portfolio, and I didn't know how to do that, you know. So they had a museum studies program, and I had no idea what it was, really. But you didn't need a portfolio to apply, and so I applied to the museum studies program at IEI, and I got accepted into the museum studies program. So I went and started school and then graduated. And I really fell in love with it. Like I said, I'm kind of afraid to be an artist, and I'm really interested in art, and I kind of create art. And so this gives me the opportunity to work with artists and help them to relay their vision or their voice to the public. So.
Now, you said after you started museum studies, you fell in love with it. What was there a moment when you just said, oh, wow, and you felt like, wow, I really enjoy this?
Well, you know, I guess there's another part to this story. I really like the being behind the scenes, you know, working in museums. You get to work with objects, handle objects that most people only get to look at behind glass or in a case. And so I get, you know, and working, and it was the whole idea of being able to touch things that I would and normally wouldn't be allowed to touch. You know, it was, you know, there was something exciting about that. And then I started working with artists. And so that interaction with the artists, like I said, trying to being able to help them realize their vision or you know, kind of translate their voice to the public. You know, that's why I worked in, kind of worked in exhibitions. That's, you know, my master's degree is in exhibition planning and design. So it's really about kind of relaying the information from an artist or from an object to the public and kind of being like a translator, I guess, in a way. I really enjoy that part of it.
So is that an important part of what you'll be doing as a museum curator and a cultural coordinator at Crazy Horse?
Yeah, I'll be working with the in the cultural center and on the programming there. And so I'll be working with artists. And then in the museum, I'll be working with the objects there and maintaining the collection and making sure, you know, we're taking care of the collection properly, as well as exhibiting it properly, you know, safely, but still so that people can still see it.
What's all in that collection? What sort of things can people see?
You know, I don't know exactly the extent of the collection. At this moment, I only know what's, you know, kind of out, and they have a lot of historical items, and then they have some contemporary art as well.
What is it that you're most excited about as you begin this new position?
I'm excited about the possibility to be able to interpret to a larger audience, working here at the Heritage Center, which has been amazing, and I really love it. But our audience is only, you know, we only get about 10,000 visitors a year here on Pine Ridge. And so by moving to Crazy Horse, you know, it opens up the audience to a million people. Mm-hmm. And so that possibility to, you know, help interpret Native culture to a wider audience is really important. I think it's important to help people learn about Native people, because the more people that know about the culture, about the modern culture as well as, you know, historical, you know, the more people we have on our side, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah. You're active in both the history as well as the contemporary work that's going on.
Yeah, and, you know, I kind of see it as a continuum. You know, Native people have always taken what's around them and used it for to interpret themselves. And it's something that we've continued to do throughout history, and we continue to do. So I try not to think of it as this is historical and it's stagnant. It's more of, you know, we're a living, breathing culture. And so just trying to think of how people understand that it's a continuum. You know, we didn't just stop in the late 1800s.
And when do you start your new job?
I start May 14th.
May 14th. So
yeah.
I bet you'll miss the Heritage Center, though.
I will. I've been here for a little while, and it was my first job out of undergraduate. so I've been here for almost 10 years. I've been here for 10 years now, but it's always good to grow and learn and start new things.
All right. Well, Mary Bordeaux, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday, and have a great day.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
That's Mary Bordeaux. She is the new museum curator and cultural coordinator at Crazy Horse Memorial. She starts in May, as she just said. She'll be responsible for the programs of the Native American Education and Cultural Center and the collection at the Indian Museum of North America. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Zwemke is the producer. We had assistance from Chris Loffrey. Special thanks to Charles Michael Ray. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk with This American Life host, Ira Glass, who's coming to Sioux Falls on Saturday. Plus, we'll discuss the latest in state politics with the Dakota Political Junkies, Kevin Wooster and Seth Tupper. And we'll hear about the Indian Law Symposium at USD. That's all coming up tomorrow at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. I'm Carl Gerke. Thanks for listening. Here and Now is coming up next.